Okay, welcome to episode 6. We've added this as a bonus material, almost like a sneak peek into our Inner Child Journey course that we offer at the Flower of Life Foundation. But we really want to offer this also as just a resource for you to get an understanding of grounding and stabilization, how somatic exercises can help you do that internally when your autonomic nervous system is all wired up and you have anxiety, or let's say you have fear, or even if you're angry or just numb. This is a great video to tune in. It's about 15 minutes and we go over a few methods that really bring you back into your body, what we call embodiment, when you've either left your body because you're so frantic and thinking about the future, anticipating events that may happen. This is what we call anxiety or just hypervigilance. Or if you're just overwhelmed and you're completely shut down or in a dissociative state because of the amount of overwhelm in your life. This is a great video to tune into and just understand the mechanisms that we use for grounding and stabilizing for the ultimate goal of embodiment. And this is a great video to follow up after our addiction episode that we did in episode 5, which covers really the storyline of addiction, how it's not a diagnosis, but rather it's a signal. It's a signal that there is emotional content that's not being recognized or attuned to by yourself or others. So I hope you enjoy the video. Okay, perfect. So here we are, Emily. We've just come off this material about the window of tolerance or the window of coherency. And the idea is that we're going to learn a way to ground and stabilize ourselves. So what we've put together for everyone listening in on this video for now and in the future are techniques, mantras that we can use to ground and stabilize our bodies when we've exited the window of tolerance or the window of presence, to bring our bodies back in and our minds back into the window. All right, so it's going to be a little bit different because this mantra is building off of the inner child journey that we're learning in this series. And we're going to go more over the actual inner child journey next week in module 3. But we're going to skip ahead a little bit. So how we're going to use this is really in step after we've named our need in step 3 of the inner child journey, we have to meet that need in step 4, like how we're meeting the core need. So we're going to go over a little scenario today. Emily, what is challenging for you at this moment? What's going on?
So yeah, they have a particular situation I'm thinking about. I feel like there's never a dull moment, honestly, in fast-paced lives with children and partners and jobs and people. But yeah, I've got a particular one I'm working through, or like to work through with you. And it's a scenario where I'm getting pushed to do something from an outside source. And I've tried all my tricks. I've set some boundaries. I've said no in a really kind and gentle way. And the person that I'm, you know, dealing with in this situation seems to not be able to hear me. Okay. Right? So I'm the communication has broken down at this point.
So tell us, what is this story? What's going on?
Yes. Well, so we got a puppy, and it was an exchange. You know, she was looking for someone to take the puppy. He's a year, so he's not a brand freshie anymore, but she was looking for a good family. So we did the trade-off, and now we've had this puppy for the last few weeks, but I think that she's missing him, which is understandable. But it's gotten to the point where she's texting daily and demanding to see him. And it's outside the bounds of, you know, what I would consider to be normal communication or reasonable connection. And I'm busy. I got a lot going on.
Right.
Yeah, so now I've got
And the puppy.
pushed. Yeah, right. And a kid and all the things. But I feel, right, my perception, my feeling inside of this is that I've been pushed up against the wall and that I'm required to fix the situation that this person is presenting me, saying there is a problem and you need to fix it for me. And I know that story really well. That's not the first time I've experienced that. And it's a trigger. It's a deep-rooted trigger for me because I get real squirmy inside of it. So I've already gone through some phases of like shutting down or being frozen inside of it, not knowing what to do. Then I reached out and responded in the best way that I knew how, and nothing is satisfying the situation. And so I'm a fixer. I think a lot of people can relate to that. Often say that I'm a codependent in recovery or a fixer in recovery because my knee-jerk response is to fix when there's a struggle, when there's a hard time, when somebody in front of me is having a hard time, I want to fix it.
Well, and
So,
that makes sense.
yeah.
Well,
Yeah.
and this is the part that we were skipping over like quickly for the purpose of our video, but you've done a great deal of inner child journey work to understand this behavior or this maladaptive strategy of people pleasing
Right.
in order to compensate
Right.
for a core need
Right.
that you needed when
Right.
you were younger. So
Right.
you've traced all this back and you've done this work. And what is it that you came to discover? What is the core need?
At this point, my core need is for peace or some version of, I think the larger category would be pleasure or happiness, contentment, you know, to feel like good. I want this woman to feel good. I want to feel good. And that there's not goodness is it's there's almost a heartbreak in that for me as a sensitive person. Like I feel sad about it. But I also have this, you know, protective wall that I've created of like, wait a minute, this is not mine to hold. But here it is, right? I'm holding some version of it and I'm trying to hold what's mine, which is what's coming up. The trigger that's coming up is mine. And so the true need is for peace, even though I'm feeling this pressure to please.
Okay. And does that pressure come on like the moment you get the text from her at this point?
Yeah, it was. So the first 2 days, it kind of was shocking and jarring for me, where I was like, what is happening? Because everything had been really buttoned up and felt really seamless. And so that shock, you know, that which I also, there's lots of roots there for me in my life of like a sudden change, like the rug getting pulled out from underneath you, of like, wait, what's happening? So that sensation came on of like, this feels like it's coming out of nowhere. There's no like lifeline, like I'm floating or I'm falling backwards is kind of the sensation, like ungrounded.
Well, and you can feel that it's almost like a disorientation,
Yeah.
like where the free fall, like, and we talked about this in the window of tolerance. This can be dissociation when
Right.
the disorientation sets in, and this is normal, response to shock because the body's trying to, acclimate to what's going on, get its bearings. Okay, and you said that perfectly. Like it even has that element of like you're falling backwards
Yeah.
and there is no grounding.
Right.
So right now, like this is where you know the need. You've been here before. Your front prefront your prefrontal cortex, your
Yeah.
rational brain has
Yeah.
been like, oh, pause. I understand there's something going on here. I have a choice. And now this is where we can do a grounding and stabilization tool, which in this case is a mantra. And you use
Yes.
these all the time. So tell us a little bit more about these mantras that you've.
Yeah. So you know, there's a lot of tools, right? You offer tools too. And I really like people to understand that regulation is the key to much. We want to learn really good regulation tools. And guess what? There are a variety of regulation tools. And so we really want to find tools that work for us. And I like to switch it up, honestly. I have a few regulation tools, but this one I have found to be particularly helpful for me when I'm dealing with really intense feelings that have to do with groundedness. So not necessarily rage, but for things where I don't feel safe, or where I feel like you described, kind of scattered or disassociated, like I need to get back into my body. I use a mantra, which I'm going to show you, and then also I accompany it with tapping. So yeah, I wanted to go through that with you too. Yeah,
well, so you've come up with the antidote for your core need. Like, what is it that you were lacking and how you can meet it? So you had a mantra that you created.
Yeah. And so the way that I start the mantra is even though, and I say how it feels, right? Or what's coming up for me. So even though I feel pressure to please or pressure to fix, right? And then the next phrase is, I know, which is a grounding statement. And then I say the true need, right? So I know I can find peace or create peace or create happiness or create safety for myself. So some version of that I'm going to choose, even though I feel this really uncomfortable thing. And then what can I give myself? I'm training my mind, right, to I can create peace for myself. I can find peace. I can find safety. I can find happiness in other ways. Or I already have it, so remembering it. And then we tap on meridian points. So we start on the top of our head, then eyebrows, or what's this called?
Your temple.
Under your eye, under your nose, your chin, and your collarbone. And then I like to breathe deeply while doing it because I'm kind of forceful that way. I'm kind of a big body mover person. So I do that dragon breath from yoga. So you make a noise like I really have to push it out. That feels really good for me. And then I say the mantra. I usually close my eyes and I do it a couple times and then I kind of shake it off. It, with practice, it really, at this point, we've talked about this before, it feels like a little bit like I took a hit of a joint or something. Like I get a little, woo.
You have that sense of euphoria.
Yeah, I do.
You have an oxytocin boost.
I do. It's intense, yeah, too.
It's a great oxytocin boost.
And it didn't happen the first time I started tapping. It's with practice that it gets more and more intense. So I like people to know that too. You know, you try it once and you're like, I didn't really like that. Like, give it another shot. You know.
Well, okay. We speak about that. And that is, it's called a facilitated pathway. And that's why we keep emphasizing in the class, this takes practice.
It does.
You're building new neuronal pathways. What I love is we're not doing what kids do from the brain base up. We're doing it from up down. So this is how we repair those pockets of lost neurons, the fire they wire together, right? So this is, I just love this brain science because it is visualization tapped in with somatics. And it's exactly why when I come into my meditation practice, it happens so fast. And all of a sudden I have a full body effect because I have practiced, just like you said, like amplifying. So let's do this.
Okay,
I want to feel oxytocin.
Okay.
This natural boost.
Okay. So I'm going to say my mantra is, even though I feel pressure to fix, no, I have peace in my body. I'm going to stick with that one today. And then I'm going to tap while I say it.
Okay.
You want to join me?
Yeah.
Okay. Even though I feel pressure to fix, I know I have peace in my body. Even though I feel pressure to fix, I know I'm safe. Even though I feel pressure to fix, I can access happiness. Even though I feel pressure to fix, I know I'm safe. The safety part really started to feel right once I was doing it. I was like, this is about safety. I don't feel grounded. That's what it's about. And now, now I'm like, ooh, I'm chilling.
Almost like a boxer ready to go in the ring, you know? Bring it on. No, that's perfect. That's good. So that in summary, this is a great way to ground and stabilize. And like Emily said, especially for dissociative states, for the other side of the spectrum versus the aggression or the hyperactivation, this is a way to become embodied, to really like feel present. So we're working our way up that ladder that you saw in the text, where we're coming from below the window of tolerance, and we're moving back into it.
Right. That's right.
That is awesome. So this is great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.